This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, after a long offseason, the Rangers are back on the field today.
Yeah, and it's the best four words in the English language. It's a beautiful day. It is opening day.
I'm here outside Globe Life Field, where opening day tailgaters sure know how to do it upright.
We actually just do it together. There's a group of us out of high school that did about start 20 years ago, and now that we've gone into careers and actually have some disposable income, we do it right with barbecue, crawfish boil, people doing that.
Of course, if you want to grab a bite inside this beautiful ballpark, you can have your pick from hot dogs, peanuts, Cracker Jack, and boomsticks to Hurtado's Barbecue, Golden Chick, Blue Mint Thai, and good old Texas Whataburger. As we say in Texas, bon appetit, y'all. At Globe Life Field in Arlington, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KROD.
Yeah, come look for us. We're going to be in the outfield before the game, broadcasting live from 10 to 3. Yeah, the gates don't open till 1, but after that, you can come see us. And, of course, listen on your way to the game. We've got traffic covered for you every 10 minutes on the 8. Well, several state agencies are bracing for the weather today. Some of it's happening right now in South Texas, in fact.
North Texas could see rain and thunderstorms into the evening, and South and Southeastern Texas could see flash flooding. Governor Greg Abbott has activated several state emergency response resources from the Department of Public Safety to Swiftwater Rescue Boat Squads to the Division of Emergency Management. The governor says he directed emergency managers to activate rescue boats and hoist-capable helicopters and other resources. Flooding, damaging winds, and large hail are on the menu off and on through the weekend. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, this morning, Senator John Cornyn, we're learning, has announced his official re-election bid. But he may have plenty of company.
In a short video, Cornyn, who has held his Senate seat since the end of 2002, made it official.
I'm running for re-election and asking for your support so President Trump and I can pick up where we left off.
He talks of his achievements in the first Trump administration and his wishes to make that continue during the president's second term. However, the man who tried to take Ted Cruz's seat, Colin Allred, may try for the Senate again, this time challenging Cornyn. And that's assuming Cornyn makes it out of the primary. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is contemplating a primary challenge, reacted to Cornyn's announcement on X, "Are you delusional?" From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth held its first city council meeting in the new city hall this week. The city purchased the former Pier 1 Imports office tower back in 2021 and has spent the past few years renovating the building. Mayor Maddie Parker says they're happy to be in their new home.
This city hall belongs to the citizens of the city of Fort Worth, and it really, to me, is reflective of being the 11th largest city in the country, all the progress we've made so far, and where we're headed in the future.
The new council chambers, we're told, can hold about 250 screaming and yelling people.
Well, Burleson City Council members have unanimously approved plans for the city's first liquor store in the now vacant storefront where Tuesday Morning used to be in Burleson Plaza. Development Director Tony McIlvain says he received just one public comment before the vote.
I did field a request from an interested party in an adjacent residential neighborhood who expressed some interest regarding the use and the impacts it might have on her property.
but that individual did not appear at any of the public meetings. An economic impact study last year indicated liquor sales in Burleson could add about $250,000 in city tax revenue.
Houston area man is going to federal prison for his role in a scheme to smuggle guns into Iraq.
Federal prosecutors say 53-year-old Yashab Adnan Sandhu from the town of Umbul was associated with a licensed firearms dealer, but was responsible for selling dozens of guns to a suspected firearms smuggler. The serial numbers of 38 guns had been removed. They were found as part of a shipment of more than 400 guns that was stopped at the Port of Houston and was headed for Iraq. Prosecutors say Sandhu admitted that he went back to previously completed forms and added those firearms so he could falsely report they'd been sold to other people. He pled guilty to violating federal firearms rules and was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Former NFL player LaShawn Eugene Johnson arrested for allegedly running a large-scale dogfighting operation called Malkent Kennels. Federal authorities rescued 190 pit bulls during the bust, claiming to be the largest operation of its kind in the United States. Johnson had faced similar charges back in 2004. He pled guilty, got a deferred sentence. Now the 54-year-old is facing up to 5 years in prison and significant fines, with his football career, though, long behind him. By the way, Michael Vick is on the line. He wants his act back.
With the goal of preserving freedom in the state, the Texas Senate wants to make sure students are taught the dangers of communism.
The Senate passed SB 24 that would require Texas public curriculum to educate students on the dangers of communist regimes and ideologies. One of the bill's authors is State Senator Donna Campbell.
Students would learn about the tactics used by communist movements, historical events, and atrocities attributed to the communist regimes like those in Cuba, South America, and the former Soviet Union.
One of those who spoke on the bill's behalf was Ted Cruz's father, Rafael, who fled communist-controlled Cuba in the 1950s. The bill now moves to the Texas House. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson, joins us.
Good morning. Also, it really took place late yesterday afternoon, but the rumor mill really cranked up on the tariffs. And all of a sudden it was, yeah, we might get 25% tariffs. They may be on everything. And it doesn't look like he's going to do any bargaining. And it may be broader than just finished cars. It may be parts and everything. And boy, the next thing you know, this thing just goes into a nosedive. And the Dow Industrials average was the star. I mean, it was just down like a 0.25%, but the NASDAQ was down a full 2%. And then after the close, the news conference and the reality, and yeah, it's pretty much just like that. It's not just autos. They start on April the 2nd, but parts too, that starts on May the 3rd. 46% of the automobiles sold in the U.S. are imported. So you're talking about a lot of cars and a lot of prices. And the 25% tariffs will initially start at 2.5%, then gradually increase to 25%. So now you start looking at retaliation. Well, while we were sleeping, everybody else was talking about it. And the escalation ladder is beginning to kick in. Germany's economic minister has called for a firm response from the European Union. South Korea held an emergency meeting with car makers over the tariffs. Japan and Canada who have vowed to respond accordingly. And Carney, the new president in Canada, said he called Trump tariffs a very direct attack, said Ottawa will respond with retaliatory measures. So that's going to be the headline series we're going to see today. What are they going to do against us, and what's it going to impact, and what's it going to do not to just cars and parts, but steel and copper? We have a tremendous shortage of copper, and a lot of copper comes in and it is imported. What's it going to do to that? Meanwhile, there are a few other stories out there, but not very many. GameStop is down 7% after the big run up yesterday. That's because they're going to borrow a lot of money, $1.3 billion, and take the money and invest it in bitcoins. Crude's down 12 cents, $69.53. Here go interest rates back up again, 4.38%. If the NASDAQ opened right now, it'd be down another 50 points. The S&P average would be down 8. The Dow might be up 5 points. David Johnson, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Fort Worth's West 7th Entertainment District, the bartenders are getting trained to use Narcan to save lives from fentanyl poisoning.
This week, employees at 9 Fort Worth bars received potentially life-saving training. They were trained in how to spot an overdose and how to administer Narcan. There's also a push to make sure bars have Narcan on hand. UNT's Health Science Center and the Safer Care Texas team teamed up to present this training. They hope to do similar trainings at other bars across North Texas.
That is NBC5's Larry Collins. A federal judge has something to say about hot prisons in Texas, but no decision yet in the case.
Advocates of people incarcerated in Texas say summer heat routinely soars above 100 degrees for weeks, but no resolution to their lawsuit so far. A federal judge says the extreme heat in the Texas facilities is plainly unconstitutional, but has declined to order the state to immediately fix the problem. It would cost billions of dollars to install air conditioning. The judge says he expects the case will proceed to trial. The ruling comes in a pending lawsuit involving a mortician whose murder conviction inspired the 2011 dark comedy Bernie. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Well, L.A. is still picking up the pieces from devastating wildfires, of course, but now faces a billion-dollar shortfall ahead of the 2028 Olympics. City Council President Marquise Harris-Dawson says hosting the Olympics can't come at the cost of the city's financial stability.
The city is on the hook for $270 million should L.A. 28 suffer a loss. We can't even afford half of that.
So to save money, city leaders are using existing venues like the Rose Bowl in Pasadena instead of building new ones. Some events, of course, including canoeing and softball, are even taking place in Oklahoma City.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.